Wikipedia.
Today is Monday, May 19th, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Malcolm X. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, where we delve into the fascinating world of knowledge at our fingertips, exploring Wikipedia articles that provoke thought and reflection. I'm your host, Alloy, and today we're diving into the life and legacy of a figure whose journey of transformation both challenges and inspires, Malcolm X. Let's begin our exploration where all great stories start, with a beginning. Born as Malcolm Little on May 19, 1925, in Omaha, Nebraska, Malcolm X's early life was marked by hardship and adversity. His father, Earl Little, was a staunch supporter of Black nationalism and a follower of Marcus Garvey, advocating for the return of the African diaspora to their ancestral lands. Unfortunately, his activism made him and his family targets of threats from white supremacist groups, such as the Ku Klux Klan. Malcolm's father's tragic death in 1931, under suspicious circumstances, officially declared a streetcar accident, but widely believed to be a racially motivated murder, left an indelible mark on the young boy. Following this, his mother, Louise, struggled to keep the family together during the harsh economic times of the Great Depression, eventually leading to her breakdown and subsequent institutionalization. So there we see, right from the start, Malcolm's life was shaped by the intense racial tensions and systemic injustices of his era. Imagine, dear listeners, what it would be like as a young child, thrust into a world marred by the violence of discrimination and family upheaval. How would that shape your worldview? What fire would it ignite within you? Malcolm's youth was further characterized by a series of unfortunate events, leading him to a life of petty crime. It was during a stint in prison for burglary that Malcolm experienced a radical transformation. He educated himself, voraciously reading books from the prison library, and became a devoted follower of Islam through the teachings of Elijah Muhammad, leader of the Nation of Islam. This remarkable shift is a testament to the power of knowledge as a means of self-liberation. It's an idea worth pondering: how truly transformative is education? Upon his release in 1952, he took the name Malcolm X, the X symbolizing his lost African surname. He quickly rose through the ranks of the Nation of Islam, becoming one of its most prominent spokespeople. His eloquence and passion drew a massive following. His message was clear and uncompromising. He advocated for Black empowerment, self-defense, and the establishment of a separate Black community. Malcolm X's ideology often put him at odds with the civil rights movement of the time, which was predominantly led by figures such as Martin Luther King Jr., who espoused nonviolence and integration. Instead, Malcolm preached a message of self-reliance and was not shy about confronting racism with vigor. Consider this: how do we reconcile the varied approaches to fighting for justice and equality? Is there a singular correct path, or is there strength in diversity of thought? The turning point in Malcolm X's life came after his pilgrimage to Mecca in 1964. The journey profoundly changed his perspective on race and race relations. Witnessing Muslims of different races coming together in unity led him to embrace a more inclusive approach. Upon his return, he adopted the Sunni Islam faith and took the name El-Hajj Malik El-Shabazz. This transformation begs an essential question about change and growth. How do life experiences shape our beliefs, and are we, as individuals, capable of changing our core ideologies? Malcolm's new vision extended beyond racial boundaries. He sought to link the struggles of Black Americans with those of oppressed populations worldwide, championing human rights over civil rights. Unfortunately, this broadened perspective placed him at odds with both the Nation of Islam and, eventually, the U.S. government, which was wary of any movements that challenged the status quo. On February 21, 1965, Malcolm X was assassinated while preparing to address the Organization of Afro-American Unity in New York City. The loss was profound, yet his legacy endured, continuing to inspire generations through his speeches, writings, and unyielding quest for justice. As we reflect on Malcolm X's life and its impact, think about the legacy each of us leaves behind. How will our actions today shape the future? What changes can we inspire within ourselves and in our communities? Listeners, I urge you to explore more about Malcolm X. His autobiography, co-authored with Alex Haley, is a powerful narrative of a man's journey to self-empowerment and societal change. It's a reminder that while our past influences us, our future is ours to shape. Thank you for joining me on this journey through time and transformation. I'll leave you with a call to action. Delve deeply into the stories that resonate with you. Absorb the lessons they offer, and let's together be the catalysts for meaningful change. Until next time on Wikipedia, keep questioning, keep learning, and above all, keep expanding your world.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Malcolm X. Thanks for listening. See you next time.